Punishing Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The United States will impose sanctions on Russia for this clear violation of international law and Ukraine's sovereignty.
That's U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield. The White House has imposed those sanctions and is planning more.
The Russian military is moving quickly to solidify its hold on two breakaway areas in eastern Ukraine. This comes one day after President Putin recognized them as independent. The next move is likely a rubber stamp approval by lawmakers in Russia. But the real question, will these Russian forces move deeper into Ukraine beyond the current boundary where the fighting is going on in the east?
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. President Biden is planning more sanctions today after putting ones on
the two separatist regions Putin declared independent, tweeting, "I have signed an executive order to deny Russia the chance to profit from its blatant violations of international law." Now, the sanctions Biden imposed stop short of direct penalties on Russia.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. U.S. allies also readying sanctions. Germany's taken steps to halt the certification of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia. Oil prices are surging up $3 over the uncertainty. Over 94 bucks a barrel. Stock futures are down modestly. There's an update on Canada's crackdown on that weeks-long trucker protest. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has it live.
Dave, lawmakers in Canada voted last night to extend the emergency powers that give the police the authority to tamp down any potential restart of protest blockades over COVID restrictions. It was a 185 to 151 vote in the House of Commons. The Emergencies Act also allows police to freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts and compel tow truck companies to haul away vehicles. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said it was still needed, even though police have ended border blockades between Canada and the U.S. Dave.
Tanya, Georgia jury will deliberate a second day of three white men already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery are guilty of federal hate crimes charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
So far in 2022, there have been three executions, two in Oklahoma, one in Alabama. Another state may not carry out any this year.
Ohio was scheduled to execute three convicted killers this summer, but won't because the state can't get the lethal injection drug it uses. Governor Mike DeWine pushing back the executions by 3 years until the summer of 2025. Ohio hasn't executed anyone in nearly 4 years. The governor issuing an unofficial moratorium in 2019 after a federal judge said the state's execution method was like torture. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A 19-year-old, two 18-year-olds, and a 17-year-old all face capital murder charges after a drive-by shooting over the weekend at a park in Mississippi killed a 6-year-old boy and injured four others who were playing basketball. The father of a 4-year-old is in trouble in Utah.
Accused of telling his 4-year-old child to fire a gun at police following a dispute over his order at a McDonald's drive-thru in suburban Salt Lake City. Police in Midvale say the unidentified man flashed the gun at the pickup window Monday, demanding his order be corrected. The cops were called, and as they were taking the man into custody, a witness says the 4-year-old was told to shoot the gun. And the boy did, but an officer was able to swipe at the gun as it was fired, directing the bullet away. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A college basketball coach has been suspended.
University of Michigan head men's basketball coach Juwan Howard got heated at the end of Sunday's loss to Wisconsin.
Yo! Juwan Howard just threw a right hand.
Audio courtesy of CBS Sports, Howard seen on camera getting into a verbal altercation with Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard in the handshake line before striking Badgers assistant Joe Krabenhoft. Now Monday, the Big Ten suspending Howard for the remainder of the regular season, the last five games for the Wolverines before the conference tournament, also fining him $40,000. Gard was given a $10,000 penalty.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. Three Michigan and Wisconsin players also suspended one game for also being involved. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.